And now, it's time to sit back and enjoy the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Broadcast.
Welcome to Garage Sale Gloat, and what might be one of the shortest Garage Sale Gloats ever, as the rain starts to come down.
Yeah.
And the thunders in the background.
I don't want to be ominous, but the next stop on my list is on Running Creek Road.
Oh, geez, okay. But we managed to get to one garage sale. Like, literally, we got in the car and the rain started coming down there, moving all the stuff into the garage. And then we met our first fucking cock blockers of the day.
Older
Mexican couple. Okay, there's only one way to get into the garage. One side of it that you can get in and look at the stuff.
They were rather old.
They were just blocking. They're probably our age or younger. But just blocking it and, like, obviously not ready to get out of anybody's way or pay attention in any way to any other people there. But Johnny and I muscled our way past them, and
it's what we do.
And, you know, not much. That I got a copy of The Phantom Toll Booth, which is one of my favorite books. Although I can't say that I care for the modern cover of it, but it's got the original Jules Pfeiffer illustrations inside of it, and that's all I care about. And if you're a fan of that book, there's also a Chuck Jones animated version of it that's really good.
Right. So I ended up just getting 5 Disney Blu-rays for $2 each. Princess and the Frog, 2 different Tinkerbells, Toy Story 3, and Tangled. Yeah. Tangled's not in the best of shape, so I'll probably keep that one. And as I said, if you're ever going to watch a Disney movie, that one's actually pretty good. It's actually kind of funny. The hero, he's got a horse. The horse has got his own personality. You know.
You don't say. Yeah, sounds pretty,
pretty
much
Disney.
Like a Disney movie.
Yep. But one of the things that I've been like talking about editing and post, not once, but twice that I screw up on Kolchak the Night Stalker.
What do you mean?
Well, first of all, 2 episodes ago, I was like very convincing that the first episode happened in New York.
Oh, no, I was right, wasn't I? It was in the Seattle...
No, it was in Vegas.
Is that the vampire one? Or
yes, with all the hookers. Of course it was in Vegas. But I was convinced because it was New York in the 70s, but it was Vegas. And then the other thing was, in last episode, in the outro, as I was like, there's a lot of traffic on the road. I was on the highway. We got all those DVDs, and I'm like, couldn't think... I finally got the Kolchak the Night Stalker box set.
Yeah.
Which I've been tempted to buy for
it's
years.
Is it just the movies or is
it's
it...
just a show. It's just a show. It doesn't have the 2 movies in it. And I think it occurs in... I haven't really looked at it yet because it's just so crazy. And maybe I'll have to edit that. But I think it happens in Chicago. I think the second episode's in Seattle, and then I think he goes to Chicago.
Editing in post means just in the next episode, you're
right,
editing,
which
go
is
like,
what I'm doing.
Well, yeah. Let's just call it retconning. You
yeah,
can retcon
exactly.
It the next time.
Well, yeah, I'm just like actually just making up for all the folks out there that are like cringing at my misinformation. I'm very convincing about it. There's no doubt. But
that's okay. That's okay. I don't know. I imagine there's probably a few people that actually know their Kolchak that listen to us, but whatever. That's okay.
But I was super psyched to
It doesn't hurt to have people yelling and kicking at their speaker while while they're listening to you. They remember you that way.
But, you know, I was like, I got the box sets of Cheers and 1 and 2 and The Godfather for 50 cents, but it's like the most important thing was the Kolchak, and I couldn't remember it.
So today is when we're going to get all the damp stuff. It's going to be...
Well, I kind of went back, and I've actually got a list of at least 4 or 5 estate sales.
Estate sales, yeah.
So we can at least...
Yeah, yeah.
And like this one is inside a house, this next place, even though it's a garage sale. It's a It's a clearance. It's a clothing clearance sale.
Here's the thing, though. If people have been setting up before today, it's been kind of like this for the last 2 days, or at least looming. Yesterday was the most looming day. Thursday was actually like, well, there was a sign going down there, but
oh, I missed it. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I just caught it between the windshield. There's the same sign right there.
15 Green Hill Lane.
Green Hill Lane. Okay. Well, we'll be back after we hit.
I'm going to die in this Green Hill Lane.
Well, hopefully all these people have been preparing for rain for the last 2 days. So.
Well, there you go thinking again.
Yeah.
Well, look at that. Well, they're prepared because it's a second sign.
Yes.
Right?
Well, there was a sign. They had both sides
so
of the street.
We call it bracketing. They're bracketing their garage sale
with
the two streets.
They actually thought it out and they're actually concerned with having people.
But now it's pointing this way.
Right. This was the street that we passed first.
But this isn't Green Hill. This is Courtney.
Well, there must be a turn somewhere up here that we gotta take.
Courtney.
All right. We'll be back, folks.
Courtney Cox.
Easy, big guy. Guys, he's talking about Cox again. I gotta go. There it is. Look at that, covered in plastic.
Yeah, and there's no entry, so...
yeah.
No entree. Curtis.
Yeah, they're...
You name that to...
They're waiting... Well, it's 9:29, so they're probably not even gonna open it up until after this rain starts.
Easy there.
All right. We'll be back. We'll see what we find. Well, we just hit an estate sale.
On the way to another estate sale.
I wouldn't say the sun is coming up, but
it's
not pitch black and storming anymore, so that's a good sign. Yeah, we just hit an off-the-radar estate sale. Kind of creepy. Some old dog that looked like a stuffed animal. Oh, yeah. Deer just hanging out. And I had to hold my tongue in that place because those other two old ladies that were shopping there, one of them goes, "What's that for?" Picks up a bowl. The other one goes, "Oh, you put your nuts in that." And I'm just like, ah. No, don't make the joke. It's either, it might have gone over well. But I just didn't think a D's Nuts was in order for there. But
no, they were, they look like church fairing ladies.
I made the mistake, the one lady had her Parliament cigarettes all ready to go. It was just like, yeah, blah, 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 blah. So, you know, they might have been up for some nut jokes, but, oh, the two ladies in there, yeah, that's what you meant, yeah, definitely. So I ended up getting a really cheesy glass hand-blown unicorn. It's somebody's project because they just wrote 67, like their initial in 67 on the bottom of it. So it's... And I got like a commercial like molded like sleeping cat. And what was the third? Oh, I got a troll doll in like a loincloth. Like a Native American troll. Which is all kinds of weird, politically incorrect. That dog, I made the mistake. Like, I went to pet the dog, and, like, the dog looked at me, and I could see her stump of a tail going. So I'm like, oh, she's happy to see me. She's just, you know, really old, where you're seeing patches of skin through the fur and roomy eyes. And so I go to pet her on top of the head, and it's just, like, crusty lumps. It's just like, oh, no. So I'm like, just go under the collar here.
Yeah.
Because all her skin is probably just like lumps and... Poor old dogs, man. Old dogs just like... they just degrade into scabby, lumpy messes.
What'd you
bleary-eyed messes.
What did you call those two little cherubs there?
Pickaninnies.
Right.
That's a racial slur for little black kids. But it was... Well, it's not really a slur... It is a slur, But it, back in the day, it was really, it was just used to, like, that's what they called little black kids, you know.
Like,
black and white people called them that. And, of course, it's, but that's what those were, that's what they were probably called when they made those little racial stereotype.
Right.
That he's talking about, there were two little ceramic, little black kids with the nappy hair. You know, big, you know, little figurines.
They look like cherubs.
Yeah, they're cherub-y, and they got the, like, nappy buckwheat hair, you know. And, yeah, and, like, that, I remember my father went to South Africa for his company to build, like, some to oversee some construction thing in South Africa. And he was just, like, he could not believe... for one, they were set up right next door to basically a plantation. You know, it was like a white guy. He said the guy who owned it was like friendly with everybody. So he was, and my dad talks with everybody. And he's like, this guy is like in a white southern plantation outfit with, they didn't have slaves, but they had black workers that they treated like shit. And everybody was referring to the kids. He's like, they were calling the kids, like, blah, blah, blah. And they were like, well, over there where all the pickaninnies are playing and stuff. And my dad was just like, whoa. And he was just like, he's like, they got their own little world. This was before apartheid went down. Well, it finished off. But he was like, they've got their whole, like, my dad was like, you didn't have the internet. So you couldn't really, like, learn about as quickly about like what was going on in other parts of the world. And this was before, like, this was like probably within a year or two of when apartheid started becoming a news item, and you had, like, if you watched the news, you knew what was going on there.
We're going to
Mercedes Drive.
Going to the same one. So you can go this way or you can go that way.
You can either take this the easy way or the hard way.
Low road or the high road?
So my dad was just like, you know, they'd send him off to some country and he'd come back and he'd be just like, holy shit. They sent him to Bahrain and he was just like, Jesus Christ. And I'm like, what was it like there? He's like, it was crazy. He said it was basically the only Arabic country where they allowed drinking, gambling, hookers, you know, vices were not banned by Sharia law. So everybody from all the surrounding countries who were supposed to be good, you know, good religious people came to Bahrain to drink and party and whore it up.
Another interesting thing that we saw there was they had a Ken doll, an old Ken doll.
In his smoking jacket, in his bathrobe.
Yeah, but his arm was disconnected.
Yes.
They want their prices were a little high. I mean, she looked on eBay,
right?
And then she said she had an original Barbie doll that her aunt or Nana or somebody had. It was 1959. It might have been.
It looked about that era. You know,
I wasn't ready to drop $75.
No. And she's like, it was 160 on eBay. You were saying, but
right.
Like, who knows what the condition of the one on eBay was compared to this.
And there was some clothes in a box. Somebody who was really into Barbies.
Yeah.
They'll know what to do with it.
That's what I'm saying. Like, something like that, I don't even consider it, even though, like, that Barbie might be worth $1,000. But I don't know enough to know that $75 would be an amazing investment in it. And
or
so,
what to do to improve on it to make it worth it even more.
Well, you know, I can figure that stuff out once I have it. Mm-hmm. But until I have it and can go do research on it, I would never take it. Like, if that was $20, I would still be on the fence. But, like, $20 and below, I would have been like, okay, it's worth the risk.
I'd go for it.
To buy it, because I would think, I could probably sell some of the clothes.
I get deep pockets.
Make up the...
Deep pockets. I go for it.
We'll just call you Deep Pockets Chopra.
Just call Danny Warbucks. Johnny Warbucks.
Johnny Warbucks. Jesus Christ. And I never realized till now that Daddy Warbucks was probably like a military contractor.
I thought he was a pimp.
Get it? Warbucks. Oh. He made his money through war.
Right.
I'm doing a serious political commentary, Jack, here. You got to go make it crass. Jesus. Anyway, we'll be back with Groucho.
Who do you think you're talking to? Like the Reverend or Sharpton here? It's fucking Johnny Bueno.
Well, he's got the exact same hair as Al Sharpton, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Hold on now.
Now you're sounding like the Howard Stern Show. Okay, we'll be back. Little Carousel Umbra. Well, we just went to a total just... Can you imagine how much junk these people have the way this place is laid out?
And I took a picture.
We got more stuff, too. It's like, yeah, I know you do. This has got total, like, hoarder, speculator, collector, leftovers. But there's always good stuff to be found in those.
You just got to be patient and pick. Pick.
I could have picked. As a matter of fact, I got a pin that says... I'm picky. Pick and pay.
That's just because you pick your nose.
And I got a welcome GOP 60. I'm guessing like the Republican National Convention was in Miami Beach in 1968.
Miami Beach.
And I got an old map of Letchworth State Park that looks really cool. Well, it's like, 1971. But it looks like it's... was probably made earlier than that, like the map was. I got some cat butt magnets.
Cat butts.
That is 100% for my fridge. I got a Batman book, Wayne of Gotham, a novel.
Because it's written by
Tracy Hickman. And I got it because it's in nice shape and. Maybe it's worth... Maybe it's something somebody wants. I don't know. I got R2-D2 Under the Dome... Beneath the Dome DVD. Dirty Harry. Doctor Strange Love.
That's a good one.
So, I got... And last week I got Eyes Wide Shut, so I've added two to my... Stanley Kubrick. And Trancers, which is a Charles Band movie... This might be a seller. I don't know. I haven't seen Trancers. It might be good. It might not. It might be good. And probably the best things I got here are two Mad books.
The Mad Reader and
The Brothers Mad. Both have great covers. The Mad Reader. This is number one. But it's the 20th printing. But look, they actually put it right up on the... So this is the first Mad paperback.
Yep.
That's cool.
That's probably the first few issues when they were comics.
Yep. But
I just got some DVDs again. Batman DVD. Got Avengers DVD. $8 on four DVDs. It's all I bought. Actually, they're not DVDs. They're Blu-rays. It's all I bought today is Blu-rays.
Blu-rays?
Yeah.
Pretty much. That's it?
Yep. I mean, I was tempted by that Imperial Stormtrooper, but I didn't want to spend $2 on it.
Yeah.
And, I don't know.
I'm over Star Wars toys unless I can get, like, some original, original trilogy, original toys.
Yeah, huge they had, like, garage, the one yeah. Star Wars thing, but it was, like, $20, and then they had that Shang-Chi Lego set that was... The box was beat to shit. It was obviously played worth, and they had $20 on it.
And everything had a little bit of moisture soaked into it, too.
So you I'll take that into account.
Yeah.
A lot of sifting in your picking. It's kind of like panning for...
It's panning for gold. I love doing places... I'm always able to pick out something interesting at least.
Because you're so picky.
That's right.
All right. And well, looks like somebody just got a bass guitar.
Yeah. Some kind of guitar, or at least a case. I could use a banjo case, actually, to to be perfectly honest.
And I could use some headphones.
One guy got a gold bunny and another guy got an instrument case. It's probably the case because it's got the tag still on it. All right. We will be back. It's the Superbad soundtrack. The original Superbad. The RIT student film Superbad and not the actual theater film. Well, we just went to a little quirky old man garage sale. He was selling these people when we were leaving, these beautiful ceramic Fat Boy Frog sets. They were like little jars with frogs. He had just some neat stuff there, but he had, what was it, 1, 2, 3, 4 original hardcover L. Frank Baum Oz books. Only one of them is kind of beat up, and that's the 1902 one. It's the second book in the series. But they're like, a couple of them have their original dust covers on them. They've got the beautiful cover art, like color, gorgeous. We didn't go to 32. We did go to 32.
That's where we just came from.
Yeah. And
originally we were going to the other one, and it wasn't there, but there happened to be that other one there. Which I had on my list, but I didn't realize they were, like, on the same block. So.
Yeah, he,
Fortuitous.
I asked him how much the Oz books were, and he did the, like, I don't know, make me an offer, you tell me, or something like that. And, so I go, okay, I gotta kind of lowball it. So I go, $20 for all of them? He goes,
no.
No, and then I'm like, oh, fuck, okay, he's gonna be like, maybe like $60. He goes, but I take 25, and I'm like, all right, okay, I will do that.
He wanted to maximize his value.
And he did. But I think I did. Jackie looked up
one of them,
the Ozma of Oz, the one I'm going to keep. Because that's the only Oz book I read that I got as a kid through the Scholastic Book Services. And even those ones go for some good money now. They were paperback, but they had the beautiful illustrations in them.
See, I read Return to Oz because they made the Treasury Edition, if you remember. The Marvel comic Treasury
Edition. Right, right, right. But it wasn't the Return to Oz movie. That was before the Return to Oz
movie. Oh, yeah, this was in the 70s.
Yeah, and that might have been based on a book, or it might have been Marvel just writing their own Oz story. Because
I thought it was based on the book because it had the Pumpkinhead. I thought it had the Pumpkinhead character in it.
That's the thing, is all those characters are public domain and have been for a long time. So like, they're that's how Wicked went. And the guys in my horror podcast, they get so pissed off. They're just like, how can they copyright Wicked? You know, the characters of Wicked. It's weird because, like, the witch in Wicked is very similar to the witch in the MGM right. Wizard of Oz. So if you use any of the character designs from the MGM Wizard of Oz, you still have to pay MGM because those aren't copyrighted. But if you use them and they look like from the book, like Return to Oz that Disney did, you know, all those designs from the book are public domain. Philip Jose Farmer used to write like The Barnstormer of Oz. He wrote a whole series, I think, of Oz stories before, you know, Wicked did. He was a little ahead on that. Actually, I think there were other people just writing Oz books too.
Well, he's not too far from here. He's like less than an hour away.
Who's that?
Frank Baum.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's,
I did not know that.
Yeah, it's like they have like a whole thing for him every year and all that, yeah.
Oh, wow.
I want to say Canastillo?
So, like, that made me think, my first thought was, oh, so there's probably a lot of Oz stuff around here, but probably not, actually.
No, there isn't.
Because, although Oz was one of the first, early movies, some of the earliest movies, there were a whole series of Oz movies back in the aughts, you know, in the you know, the first days of cinema, there were and L. Frank Baum was silent. Involved in them. Oh yeah, they were way silent, and you know, yeah, they were like George Méliès era, you know, like the. I think they might have been one, like, if not the first, one of the first adaptations of something onto screen, you know? I think the first, real adaptation was Little Nemo in Slumberland.
I think you're right.
That Winsor McKay did, like, Gertie the Dinosaur, which was a character that he did cartoons about, so... He was adapting his stuff into film, into animation in the early days. All just him hand-drawing in, like, voluptuous 3D full animation. It was amazing. The amount of work. And he was also doing, like, cutting in, like, live-action figures. Like, a little girl would, you know... The dinosaur would pick up a little girl on his tail and stuff like that, you know, and they would interact with each other. So, talk about innovation. Anyway, that's where we are now. We're I think the risk of rain is over. It's once again sunny. Now everybody's probably feeling a little more confident about their garage sales. We'll see. Not a bad day, though, so far for the weather and for it being a kind of a thin day.
No. Yeah, I mean, we've hit a bunch of them that were kind of crappy. There was, like, one estate sale. You could see the two old ladies in the enclosed porch sitting there with all their clothes. I was like, wouldn't even bother getting out of the car for that.
Yeah. That estate sale was... If I knew anything about Italian music, all I bought was that one record that was not Italian. It was Go, Little Marco. Playground in My Mind by Little Marco.
I took a good picture of it, as well as that straw, crazy-looking doll.
Yes.
Over the wall phone.
It was a doll head on a brush, like on a straw brush,
with
and it
crazy
was
crazy eyes.
In an old dial up wall phone, which I would love to have like on my wall and hooked up. That would be a great landline to have.
Oh yeah. You could be in the bunker.
Yes, it was a total bunker landline. But they had all these Italian records in Italian.
And eight tracks.
But they had this one 8-track with this guy that looked like a fucking... Like, he had ghoul makeup on. But he's, like, laying on a bed with a nurse, like, there. And it's like, gliglio, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, what the hell? I almost bought the 8-track and was like... But I'm like, I can't just buy things. I don't have enough space now to just buy anything that it's just like, that's a neat thing.
That's why I take pictures.
And I used to have an 8-track player, so if I wanted to sell it on eBay, I could at least test it to find out if it worked. But I don't have an 8-track player anymore. But I was so curious about that, and I was going to buy it, and then I'm just like, you know what? I'm just buying
And they had like a whole
Marco.
They had like a stack of like 20 CD cases for $5, which would have been good, except you could see the condensation on the plastic. It's
Yeah.
No bueno. We're choosy these days.
Did you see the clear plastic chairs similar to the ones your wife bought?
Yeah.
Except they had underneath the chair, inside the chairs, someone had put foam like mats that were all like moldy and mildewy.
Yeah.
But they're in the plastic of the chair and they
didn't make any sense.
It looked horrible because they're the clear plastic. They're not supposed to have... You're not supposed to see anything inside. There's not supposed to be anything in there. It ruins the whole illusion.
But those people were... they were bound to get them out of there.
I mean, like, the floor of the place was half ripped up. It was weird.
You mean, oh, that's why you call it Weirdo Land, right?
Yeah. Super Weirdo Land is what we call it.
Well, we're leaving Weirdo Land.
Yes, thank God.
Praise Grom.
Although, like, I gotta say, I gripe about Super Weirdo Land, but I did get those Oz books. And those are going to be fun. Those would be fun. Just I'm going to enjoy poring over them and looking at all the the illustrations and the layout of them. It's all just so beautifully presented.
I'd wipe them down first. Just
I don't know if I trust wiping them down at this point.
No, I mean just with like a toilet paper or tissue paper or something. Just to
see if there's any must on them.
Yeah.
They don't seem to have any must. Like, I have like must instantly. Like affects my skin and my eyes and nose. So like if something's like really like when we did that comic thing, I bought those John Crisfalucci giant size comic books, and I just finished reading them, but I had to like scrub my hands after reading them
because they were water damaged.
Yeah, they're just like not even water damage, but like moisture, just like enough moisture got in to warp them just a little bit. But those books, the way they were printed, they were always kind of, they didn't open up and read very well.
It's because they had like newsprint pages.
Yes.
But the covers were like coated.
Stiff. Yeah.
They were very stiff. It's like they're almost like laminated.
Yes. And
so they wouldn't fully gatefold.
And I found one section in it I have to show you sometime where I think they ripped off Mento Freeism.
Of course they did.
They were talking about how eating information with your third eye and then pooping it out your mouth.
Second anus.
Yeah, no, it wasn't a second anus, but they described the whole process of Mento Freeism through a different lens, and it was after we had done Mento Freeism, so I wonder if they got a Mega Block Menace flyer at some point.
I wouldn't put it past it, because, you know, some people, you know, oh, it's 30 years old, I can use it now, nobody will know.
No, well, I mean, it was...
Raspberry Patch Drive!
It was, those came out in 95, so they were probably like 3 years after we were doing Mento Freeism, you know, 3 or 4 years. Because it was like 91, 92. Yep. Yeah, it was 92. It said books. Books. Books, books, books. That's what I want. Hey! Take out of that.
No, that person has been like... It's 35, and that person's been like...
Just like nosing up
right
your ass.
Right on my tail for like the last 3 miles.
Yeah. My roommate Trudy just pulls over and fucking... We'll just, like, let those people pass and give them the hairy eyeball as they go by, which they don't see because they're just like...
I'd rather give them the one-finger salute.
Yes! $1 book! $1 books!
That's worth an almost accident, isn't it?
Sure. That wasn't even almost an accident. Maybe at worst you would have taken out that mailbox. All right. We will be back. God, harmonicas are so annoying. That's my impression of a harmonica.
Night dinners with Herb Cohen. Thrill pack, fun-filled evenings on the French Riviera at the Midam Convention. A baby tie, the whole bit, one money, and Leon feeds the geese. 1,000 green business cards with your name and the wrong address. Plus 6 royalty stickers, inspected and customized by Rattoon Can, Rattoon Kravitz, and D. Followed by 12 potential suicides. As the members of your group, past and present, find out they can't collect
the money. Well, we just went to a great garage sale with some guy who may have had a really bad rug on his head.
He was definitely sweating a lot.
He was sweating and hot. He was apologizing for the temperature in his garage. No sweat, says Johnny Bueno, since it's all books for $1.
And comics for 50 cents.
And comics for 50 cents.
I ended up getting 16 comic books.
Not the usual selection of crappy, just pure crap comics.
No.
I actually found, I got a Clone Wars comic.
A lot of these were free comic book day comics. Let's be upfront about that. They're all like free comic, or they had this phase like 20 some odd years ago. They're making them like really affordable for like 25 cents a piece, which, you know, so to pay 50 cents is actually seems like a lot, but the reality is that some of these are collectible because A, they're 20 years old and they're characters. And
no, you could actually like not maybe for big money, but an interesting collection would be Free Comic Book Day. Free Comic Book Day has been going on long enough that, like, you know, collecting Free Comic Book Day comics could like be a whole thing.
The Simpsons Free Comic Book Day ones go for $5 to $7 each. This Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles reprint number one, I know that goes for at least $5, and that pays for half of what I spent. Yeah. Oh, happy birthday.
He's got like a Canadian guy's self-published
Underground
Robot Frank number one. I got a Clone Wars Ignatz. I don't know what
Ignatz is. Canadian.
Oh, international graphic novels at their zenith.
Yeah, kind of like the Acme comic book library sort of deal, you know?
And a Star Trek 20th anniversary comic just to round it into a round number. But like I got a couple good science fiction anthologies, a theosophy book by the Theosophical Society, which usually I don't see stuff like that outside of bookstores. The Olympia restaurant, you ever eaten there? That's a good little diner.
Yeah, we've eaten there several times. You and I. A couple years ago. Mm. What else did I get? I got 11 Rockets, Bob's Burgers, a 25-cent Hellboy, a couple of Dexter's Laboratories. Just a whole weird kit and caboodle of rando stuff that definitely there's a few that are worth more. I probably got about $25 worth of comics for $8.
Yeah.
And then I got a graphic novel of JSA written by Jeff Johns. And then a nice Blu-ray of Doctor Who for $1. How do you go wrong? You can't lose money on that.
No, probably not. I got a couple of more science fiction anthologies. A couple of the Star Trek James Blish novelizations. Although I have,
if you're gonna get those Star Trek
books. I always get those because I already have a whole set of them. That he's probably listening. Yeah. Gene,
Roddenberry.
Gene Hendricks, not Gene Roddenberry. Gene Hendricks sent me the whole... He might as well be Gene Roddenberry with all the Star Trek stuff he sent me. He sent me the whole set of James Blish adaptations. But, like, I mean, in my old house, I had three sets of these. And so if I get a second set, then I can sell it. And also, there's different sets with different covers. So I got a couple... like Eric Von Daniken, Chariots of the God ripoff, Gods, Demons, and Space Chariots by Eric Norman. I love those books. And, the Weird But True Tunes Factoids book. And, Magic Boy and the Robot Elf graphic novel. Like, sort of, not digest size, but small size.
Oh, who's that by?
James Kochalka.
Oh, James Kochalka. I was wondering. It looked like Kochalka.
So I got a James Kochalka graphic novel. I'm familiar with his art style, so I was like, oh, this looks like it. For a buck, right?
Looks like our sale
got yoinked.
Yeah, but the good news is that while you were talking, we drove past two sales.
Oh.
So I'm going to double back and go.
It's a book day today, which...
Book, for me, it was Blu-ray.
I've been having too many good record days, and now I'm running out of record room.
481. See, it says right there. 481. Oh, there it is.
Oh, look at that.
You didn't miss it.
No.
Right here on the corner of Felicia Court. I always like that. Right. Felicia.
Don't lock up. I did too.
Yeah, we got shit. Oh, you got the Weird But True Tunes Factoids.
Did. Yeah, yeah.
Love that book by Craig Yeo.
Yeah, I bought it because on your
Yeah,
you're talking about it, and then when I looked through it, I was like, Oh, it's laid out like old Ripley's Believe It or Not. Yes, so it's fucking, it's a I love that shit.
Yeah, yeah. Anything Craig Yeo does is typically good.
It's literally going in my bathroom.
Yeah, it's where mine is.
All right. We got another one to go to.
If I had, wish I had a bathroom.
don't lock up your back. I've got a fridge in the back.
All right.
All right. We'll be back.
My poor heart was praying to hear the groom saying, I do, I do. I do. Oh, that poor fish. I'm sorry.
Anyway, we just another garage sale. Bunch of comics there.
That kid was just annoying.
He was just dumb.
He was.
Just dumb as a rock, selling his old music equipment. And some of those stomp boxes might have been worth something. I don't know what he was selling them for.
Yeah, no prices on anything.
No prices on
which
nothing.
Which is like holding us all up because everyone's all got questions. And this little hipster with the bad earrings and a really bad arm tattoos. It's just like
bad tattoos.
Oh, enlarged too. Large, bad. Ooh, honey gold dry. Bad tattoos.
Bad tattoos. But I got some sort of weird human head, and a rubber male head that I don't know what it was from. It doesn't look like those, like barber dummies.
Yeah, it looked like a barber dummy head.
It looked like a barber dummy head, but it didn't have any hair on it.
Well, because you could put the Donald Trump wig on it.
Maybe, yeah, you have to put a wig on it. But usually they have the hair is usually built right into those things. So I don't know.
Unless it's like Play-Doh, then you can like push the lever and make your own.
Yeah. Well, he just has one hole on the top, and then he has sort of a hollowed out back of the head.
Oh, so that's more like a black head that you can just like squeeze through his head.
Maybe. And what else I got? I got like a wooden hand that says "Hands off my papers."
Yeah.
And that's like from 19. That's actually dated 1975 on it. And that's that might be something I can sell. But the head I'm keeping. That's a display head for the house.
What do you have more of, heads or those rainbow ceiling lights now?
Heads. No, I only have two of the rainbow ceiling lights. I've got like three heads now.
Three heads.
At least that I know of. But I have a baby head. I have a really creepy adult head that looks like a face from a Richard Corbin story of an alien.
Nice.
And it's got a little Richard Corbin / Jack Kirby alien face to it.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Just sort of a weird...
Like the Silver Age Thor, I forget the name of the character from the issue in the 130s.
Yeah, or something from his Jack Kirby's 2001 stories, right. You know, and like Machine Man or something.
Right.
But that sort of like blank, vaguely gray alien, like Asian eyes, bald head, 60s sci-fi look to it. I've got that at home. And now this guy.
All the comics there were really crappy. There was a stack of Archies from the 70s, which are more like 50 cents a piece retail, and he's selling them for $1 a piece.
Yeah, he just thought old, valuable, but they were musty and rotten.
The only thing I pulled out of there was a Dell Bewitched comic number 11, and it's only like in good condition, but I just collect them because it's Bewitched and it's pop culture and I have a box for it. So there.
Oh, there's our first giant skeleton of the day.
Alright. We also saw a Rick Springfield reference.
A book. A novel by Rick Springfield.
We were talking earlier, I saw a video, Rick Springfield live. Guy's in his mid-60s, and he's got the guitar strapped with no shirt on, with all the catcalls from the old grandmas, and he's not even, like, rock. He's just, like, you can see the skin starting to, like, hey, like, oh, dude.
That was hot. You start getting in your mid-60s?
If you're looking for a dinner and a show, I would recommend not doing that with Rick Springfield because...
Depends on who you are. If Scott Gardner's listening, he knows. His wife has already watched that video.
Yeah, but when you see that freaking saggy-ass torso coming out with the guitar in front of it, the shrimp cocktail might be coming up. That's all I'm trying to say.
Maybe. I don't know. I went to a naked pagan fest. The human body does not disgust me as much as... The naked human body does not disgust me as much as it should. Because, yeah, I've seen way too many naked people who probably shouldn't have been naked. So I'm inured of it now.
All right. Well,
as a matter of fact, ugly people often look better naked than they do in clothes.
So
not that they make them look handsome, but they just look, you know, it's just like, okay, they're sort of natural, you know.
Oh, so you're saying it kind of like completes the puzzle?
I guess, yeah. I'm not sure what that means, but...
Well, it's like with the clothes, you only have so much to go by.
Yeah, that's true.
So if you take the clothes off, then you get the full Monty, right?
I think everybody just starts looking like a naked animal when they're all naked, you know? And...
Well, it's because they are.
Yeah, exactly. So they
Unless you got work done or like Ozempic or something like that. That you don't look like a naked man.
One of my favorite naked people that I ever saw was this woman that was just... She looked... For one, she had this just look of just like... I fucking hate everybody and I hate everything. And she was just like...
Yoko Ono?
Fat? No. No, don't fuck with Yoko Ono, man. I'll fucking defend Yoko Ono to the... Yoko Ono's more of an artist than most people could ever dream of
being. Yeah, we know.
And, anyway, but she had this, like, just neglected, pasty, floppy, fat body, and she was wearing, she was smoking a cigarette and wearing a dirty, like, house coat, and she just threw it off, naked, just like... crone hag woman. I was just like, this woman just does not give a shit. She's just inviting, like, I'm not going to say anything. She's inviting someone to say something and they're going to get fucking peeled like a grape. I was just like, I have so much respect for that woman.
You know, you said something that I don't think I've peeled a grape ever.
That's good, because you're not supposed to peel grapes.
I peel oranges, even nectarines.
Yeah, peeling grapes is a pain in the ass. It's gross. That's why I said peel them like a grape. And it's also something, it was to denote, like, you're rich and you're just doing things to be rich and decadent. So peel all my grapes and only brown M&Ms in the bowl. Anyway... We got a garage sale to go to. Enough talk about naked hag and crones.
I was wondering.
And peeling grapes. It's time to go garage sailing.
Okay.
Oh, listen, it's David Lowry. You were talking about... Oh, my God. I didn't tape any of that. I'm going to do some more when we get out of here, though. Oh, my God. We found the garage sale I've been waiting for. I've been waiting for this garage sale. I will tell you about it after we get done with it.
Long time.
Well, it wasn't the garage sale I thought it was.
Sad trombone.
And I got myself all whipped up into a frenzy.
A monkey lather.
Because I thought it was the guy who sold me the marijuana seeds last year, one of which is growing in my backyard beautifully. And now I have no seeds, and I've been waiting to find this guy's sale again.
And I kind of think it's like more...
It's on one of these main thoroughfares.
Like the nice road versus... It's one of the ones parallel to this one.
It was like one of the main thoroughfares parallel to this, yes, of the Greece...
Greece roads.
Of the Greece, yeah, main garage sale route. And one day we'll find it again, hopefully. The Shangri-La. Because he was selling them for $3 for $10, which...
I wish I would have done that.
Like $10 for a good seed is actually really cheap. But then again, his seeds weren't sexed. Not that you can. So, like, when I grew the three seeds, two of them were male and had to be disposed of.
Girls' clothes sale.
Oh, just what we were looking for, dude.
Maybe.
Take a picture. It'll last longer.
That's such a nut thing.
I can't do Pee-wee. It ends up sounding more like Yoda. Anyway.
You are all worked up.
Oh my God. I need...
You haven't been that worked up in months.
That's something I'm looking for.
Yeah.
Something I'm looking for. Saves old Chris a lot of money to grow his own marijuana plant, let me tell you.
Yeah.
I have not bought marijuana in 2 years now. And I just quit smoking, too. So, man, I am just saving all kinds of money. Uh-oh. Doesn't this look like somebody like parked their shopping cart full of stuff and just dove into the creek there?
Yeah, they went to probably take a bath or a dump or something.
Something? You want to be jerks and like just start walking down the hill going, "Hey, what are you doing down here? You dropping a duke?
You drop something?
Or you dropping something? Hey, what are you doing?
Hey!
All right.
Okay. With Siggy in mouth.
Imagine me and you, I do.
Let's all get open.
What?
I thought I saw Igor just clomping through it.
It looked like
as we're driving past.
It looked like half Gollum and half what's his name from Rocky Horror Picture Show? The guy that everybody says looks like me, Riff Raff.
Yes.
If I grew my hair out into a skull, that's me.
With a bright orange shirt. Tromping
sidewalk. He was a Daniel Klaus character come to life.
It's like literally driving past the cemetery. So we actually did things a little bit different. We went clockwise around town as opposed to counterclockwise and hit a street sale. And we did all right. Like four different places with tents set up. It was all right. You could talk about what you got first, I suppose.
I got a record. I got a King Crimson record.
And she had a bunch of them,
I saw you flipping through the records, and I noticed you weren't showing any interest in them. I mean, there were good records in there.
Yeah, but for $10 a piece, they were beat up.
For a dollar, almost every record in there would have been a buyer, and I was watching you just flip by them.
I would have gone $3 or $4, even $5, but...
$5 for certain ones, like the Yes albums. But they're all kind of water damaged. And so, and then I looked and I'm like, oh, okay, they're all $10 a piece. That's why he's flipping through. And then I'm just like, well, I'll just flip through. And then I saw the King Crimson album, and I'm like, you know, that this album in this condition might almost be worth $10, but, you know, it's something I'm buying for myself, and I'm just like, maybe I, and she's just like, are you interested in that album? And I'm like, yeah, but she goes, well, you want to make a,
well, you asked her, are these really $10 a piece?
Yeah, so she goes, do you want to make an offer? And I'm like, I don't think I'm going to be able to offer anywhere in the, because she's like, my husband is selling it. I'm like, I don't think I'm going to be able to make an offer anywhere near what he wants if he's got $10 on these. But I'm like, but $10 is a lot. These are in bad shape. She's just like, well, what do you think? And I'm like, I would do $5. And she's like, ask him. And he says, okay, all right. So now I
think if you tried to do that with 10 records, he might hesitate. And then he'd try and get you down to like $7.50 each.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But for $5, he's not making any sales, so he'll settle for $1.
Oh, he's not selling any of those records for $10 ever. Anywhere, under any circumstances, unless like somebody's really hard up for...
Another harmonica song.
Yeah, what's up with all these harmonica songs, man, trying to fucking drive us crazy?
And there's even a song written by a harmonica player. Low Priority.
Yeah, I know. Well, I know. Yeah, Jack, we get it. You're a harmonica player. We get it.
It's Johnny in this car. Arthur.
You can hear the quotes on that, Arthur. All right.
Yeah, I wouldn't even talk about what I'm talking about.
Look, free SpaghettiOs.
I got those football helmets.
Football helmets.
Yeah, and you're like dying to get at the SpaghettiOs, but I'm going to stretch this out as long as I can.
Football helmets.
Sports ball helmets, and they're the most recent ones, too. All 32 teams, the new set, which I don't have. You thought they were golf balls.
Yeah, they look well, because, you know, they were in that clear package,
and a beautiful Five Fazools. Five Fazools.
All I could think of is, how do you get more of these packages to put the rest of your football helmets in?
Right.
Because, boy, they fit. They were obviously made for it and fit perfectly.
And $5, it could not go wrong.
Clear, and it's like, and it's also a nice display.
Praise Grom.
It seems like you bought it trap. They tried to trap me with "you break it, you bought it." The guy put a bunch of shot glasses right up to the edge of the table, and like, I picked one up and another one went weird and hit the ground. Tink, picked it up, put it back. But meanwhile, I saw a little piece of the shot glass fly off, and so did Johnny. I wondered what you were laughing at. You're laughing. I'm like, what's he laughing at, man? What?
You're freaking breaking up the place.
Yeah, well, so they're just trying to trap me in a...
Jesus.
The only thing I wanted to buy there were those two, they were thermos plastic cups of Schlitz malt liquor.
Right.
But those cups had gotten broke, like they're broken in a way that you can't tell until you wash them.
Right.
And then the water comes out of them.
Right.
From the inside layers of them. And that's what was happening with those. So I didn't get anything. You did, though.
I sure did.
It was not Schlitz.
No. I got J.R. Ewing. Special blend of beer can. For one shiny dollar.
Select stock.
Yep.
Of course, after he got blasted in the head... They could give him anything. They could give him Billy Beer and shit. He didn't care what slop they gave him.
Yeah.
Because he was a little brain damaged. But
you know, he got married like a couple times on the show.
Yeah, this is back in the... This is the old JR.
Oh, yeah. So for $1, I'll put it right next to my Billy Beer six-pack and admire it, shall I say. Hey, it's Carmen Street. We can go pay Carmen a visit. But that's really about it. Was there something else?
Carmen's working today.
Well, he's tonight, yeah. Was there something else that you got?
I don't think so. I think I'm all caught up on my.
Right, you got the Wake of Poseidon record.
Yep, that was the last thing I got.
So we're still just cruising up Culver Road. We're about 2/3 of the way to the end of it, and we're doing pretty good.
Had any thoughts about
lunch?
Anywhere you want to go get some lunch?
I do. We could talk about it off air. I was actually going to try and go back. I think we missed. There's a street sale up ahead I wanted to get to.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going to try and get to that. It's off of Culver.
All right.
Let me go find that.
Well, we're going to talk about lunch in secret because apparently it's not for your ears. So you don't get to know till after. It'll be a surprise.
Maybe we have some smell-o-vision. I can smell my burps afterwards.
Oh, awesome.
Pleasant.
Awesome. Well, I'm brewing some farts, man. I made a big bowl of black beans.
Right.
A whole big double-sized bag of black beans and split them between my roommate and I. So I've been eating black bean and rice. We've got a rice cooker too recently.
Mm-hmm.
So like I've never really used a rice cooker, and I tried making Mexican rice in it. Perfecto.
Wow.
Perfecto.
Does that got the saffron in it?
Yes. Sofrito, yeah. Yes.
Sofrito.
Well, I don't use pure saffron. I use the bag of, it's like saffron and there's garlic and onion and, you know, spices in there. And probably, let's be honest, a little MSG, which is yummy. All right. We will be back. Well, we're quitting for the day. And hey, all that secret plotting for lunch, we were plotting on going to some Mexican places. We went to 3 different Mexican taco places within, like, what, a half a mile of each other?
Like a mile radius, yeah.
Yeah. Fucking all of them, you weren't even going to fucking... You weren't going to get out of there without spending $20.
$25 for dinner, for lunch.
It was going to be $25, $30 if you got yourself a drink and a side and shit, so... I'm sorry, man.
We gone.
And also, in a poor neighbor... I hate... It's a fucking poor neighborhood that's being taken over by all these, like...
Hipster
fucking pretentious places. Everything's really expensive. And I hate all these people that think they're like money grubbing capitalists, but they don't think they are. They think they're alternative blah 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 hipster people, and they can fucking suck my nuts. Please suck my nuts.
These nuts?
These nuts right here. And they're pretty salty today. But, like, I don't know. I worked for 15 years at a Mexican place, and I learned from a man where the most important thing was feeding people. It wasn't getting rich. It was he would actually try to figure out how he could charge the least while staying open. And... It was glorious. But those days are fucking 14, 15, 25,000 feet underground now. And now nothing, you're just not going out to eat without spending $25. And, I would feed them my balls for free. Anyway, not a bad day of garage sailing, though. Not a super expensive day. I did pretty good. Lots of books, which is one of my favorite things. And it's actually one of the things I have room to keep at my house.
There you go.
So I'm happy about that. Although most of the books I'm probably not going to sell, except for maybe the Oz books. I don't know if I'm going to be able to part with them, though.
Really cool. Cool.
Yeah, they are. They're beautiful. Just beautiful printing, beautiful design.
Yeah.
And all but one of them are in decent shape.
Yeah, like the binding's all there.
Yeah, the binding on the oldest one is kind of messed up. But that just gives me an excuse to keep it, too.
Yeah.
So, unless it's worth $1,000 that I could get $500 for a fucked up binding, which, spoiler, it is not. Woo!
Nope.
must have been maybe a cardinal, whatever it was red.
I thought it was a leaf.
No, that was a red feathered bird. It was not a woodpecker. The woodpeckers around here aren't red. There are woodpeckers around here. I have heard them, but I have not seen one yet.
Woody!
We used to have a woodpecker that used to, when my dad built our house that we lived in, some of the wood was not as dry as it should have been, which means woodpeckers like to peck at it. And so, like, about 6 o'clock in the morning, we'd have this woodpecker just wailing on the side of our house every day.
So, speaking of woodpeckers, we were talking about hand jobs earlier.
Yes.
I'm just trying to, like, correlate here with the
wood. Have you decided? Are we doing the trade? Is that how it's going to work? Sorry.
Don't let me forget my toolbox.
I'm this weirdo. I find hand jobs insulting.
You obviously haven't watched enough of The Godfather.
As if there was any kind of non-humiliating sex in the life of The Godfather.
Right.
Or just awful, yeah. But I don't think hand jobs are good unless you are unless they're self administered. What's wrong, Mr.
The button's recessed.
Quit your jibber jabber.
Okay, I'll quit my jibber jabber.
Shut up, fool.
Anyway, we were also talking about our principal's daughter in my high school was a hand job queen.
First name, Mister. Middle name, period. Last name, T.
Oh.
It's hot. We didn't get any food.
No, we're ending the show hungry and grumpy. I'm grumpy anyway. I
will attest to that.
When we go in, when they were having some sort of arts and crafts sale, there's this whole poor neighborhood full of poor people, and then they got all these like rich people just buying like hundred. Literally, we cut through a plant store, and there was a potted plant. Nice, pretty enough potted plant. Nothing super special. $128. It's just like, fuck. How the fuck in this neighborhood do you do that? You're so gross. So gross. Anyway, they can all suck my balls. Suck my balls. I got Oz books. Anyway, we'll be back next week, I guess. I don't know. I'm just hangry. That's all. Simple as that.
Yeah.
I'm about to leave.
You're a hangry human.
At least I don't have a turtle head.